Hello again. I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the 12th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. And with Samuel again taking care of all things technical, I do hope you'll enjoy the music and song that I've selected for you in this week's themed programme, which, as I promised last week, I am devoting entirely to female vocalists of note. So, to expand a little on that, the show will highlight not the divas, like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, who have always featured prominently, but those female vocalists of note who, during their performing careers, have consistently brought us the songs and music of the golden years and since. And who better to start the show than Nancy Wilson?
Call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis for you. Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true. I'm unpredictable. Yes, and I'm impractical. They tell me I'm unreliable and undependable. However, I am irresponsibly mad for you. I'm just mad about you. Wild about you. Mad about you.
Call Me Irresponsible, a 1962 song composed by Jimmy Van Heusen with lyrics by Sammy Kahn. Sung for us there by my first female vocalist of note, Nancy Wilson. And notable she indeed is, American-born. On February 20th, 1937, at 80 she is still active. She has some 70 albums to her credit and is the recipient of 3 Grammy Awards. She's enjoyed being described as consummate actress and the complete entertainer, but prefers the description song stylist. And a song stylist she indeed is, Nancy Wilson. For my second choice of female vocalist of note, I've chosen a singer born a decade or so before Nancy Wilson on November 20th, 1925, in Springfield, Illinois, USA, June Christie. June Christie was a singer regarded highly for what was described as her silky, smooth vocals, a quality I think you'll detect in this 1959 recording, Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Missed the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. I miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Door, but they'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. My darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much, don't get around. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
Don't get around much anymore, sung there by my second female vocalist of note, was written by Duke Ellington in 1940. The lyrics by Bob Russell came later in 1942. I selected it from her album Ballads for Night People. June Christie was active from 1938 as a singer with the big bands, beginning her career with Stan Kenton. But from 1954 onwards, she pursued a successful solo career. She died young at 64 on June 21, 1990, following which she received the posthumous accolade one of the finest and most neglected singers of her time, June Christie. My next choice is probably the most versatile so far. An American born in Winchester, Tennessee, on February 29, 1916, Dinah Shore was not only a top charting female vocalist, but an actress and a very successful TV personality and host. I'll expand a little more on her remarkable career after we hear a song she recorded and released in 1959 on an album called Yes Indeed. Here is I'm Old Fashioned.
I'm not such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. This these fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old fashioned, I don't mind it, that's how I wanna be. As long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me, I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long agree to stay old-fashioned in every way, old-fashioned, please stay.
I'm Old Fashioned, a song written by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer, sung there by Dinah Shaw. Clearly the big band era of the 1940s was her most notable period as a recording artist, with a great number of chart hits. She achieved this as a solo artist, though, having actually been rejected at auditions as a singer with the big bands of the day. However, with the advent of television, she became prominent throughout the 50s and into the 60s, starring in her own music and variety shows, and ultimately graduating to hosting both. Dinah Shaw died at 77 on February 24, 1994, and was active up to a year before her death. During her career, she was listed as high in the list of top television stars of all time. Dinah Shaw, my third choice of female vocalist of note. And so I move on to my fourth selection. A lady who was just 3 years younger enjoyed a singing career that ran in parallel with that of Dinah Shaw, though her years active were more than a decade longer. She was Anita O'Day. Here she is with a song written by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin, An Occasional Man.
I've got an island in the Pacific, and everything about it is terrific. I've got the sun to tan me, palms to fan me, and an occasional man. I've got an island, it's very lazy. If I should ever leave it, I'd be crazy. I've got papayas, peaches, sandy beaches, and an occasional man. When I go swimming, I am always dressed in style, 'cause I go swimming wearing just a great big smile. For pleasure, and in the cool of evening it's a treasure, and when the hour grows later, what is greater than an occasional man? I can be your passion fruit. My little island is such a beauty, you may forget to heed the call of duty. But if you give the slip to your ship, miss your trip, take a tip and blame an occasional man.
Anita O'Day and a song she recorded on February 22, 1962, An Occasional Man. Born on October 18, 1919, American jazz singer Anita was known and admired for her complete understanding of the importance of rhythm in all the songs she sang. She achieved this by ensuring that she stuck to the key element of swing. Add to all that her great skill at improvisation, and she very soon rose to become one of the most sought-after vocalists in the jazz arena. And I think my choice of recording demonstrated that talent. Like many other singers of her time, she readily admitted to having been influenced by artists like Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. Anita O'Day died, aged 87, on November 23, 2006. She'd been active right up to a short time before her death, and I reckon clearly qualified to be included in our small group of female vocalists of note. Now, my next female vocalist of note subscribes to both the jazz and the pop genres of music, though her interpretation of the jazz style is quite different to that which we've just heard. Julie London enjoyed a career as a singer and actress for some 35 years. Born on September 26, 1926, in Santa Rosa, California, USA, during the 1950s and 60s, she released 32 albums of songs that have been used on radio by countless presenters ever since. And of course, I am no exception. So what to choose? I think it has to be the one that from 1955 onwards was to become, indisputably, her very own signature song. Here is the classic, Cry Me a River. Julie London, Cry Me a River, a song and Julie's version of it that now enjoys having been awarded the status of Grammy Hall of Fame. I mentioned her role as an actress on both television and on film. This part of her career was extensive and covered a period of some five decades. Suffice to say, she appeared opposite such legendary actors as Rock Hudson, Gary Cooper, and Robert Mitchum. Julie London died on October 18, 2008, 74. She left a legacy of great recordings that I, for one, still enjoy playing and listening to, and deservedly qualifies to be included, along with the others we've already heard, as another in my short list. Jerry Southern is a singer that I've included in previous programs and profiled her career too, but because I feel she qualifies as much as anyone as a female vocalist of note, I'm not going to miss her out. I will say a little about her shortly, just by way of reminder, but let's listen to the lady herself first. Here is Jerry Southern and It's Dee Lovely.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's Dee Lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental and so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's Dee Lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's Dee Lovely. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's Dee Lovely.
It's Dee Lovely from Jerry Southern, who began her music career studying classical piano, gradually progressing to teaching the piano and ultimately graduating to popular music and song. And interestingly, before her singing career took off, actually accompanied Anita O'Day, who I had just featured on piano. It wasn't too long after that when she was recognized as a singer in her own right, performing live as well as recording and releasing a number of albums. She abandoned all this in the early 1960s with the advent of rock and roll and returned to teaching piano. She died at 64 on August 4, 1991. Now, before moving to my last female vocalist of note, a little of what's ahead. Next week will be another quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past. Another Mike's Mix, in fact. And the week after, I shall again have another themed program for you, as today. But the vocalists of note, then, will all be male. Any listener comments, too, are always very welcome. Direct to me via email, mikeroberts665@btinternet.com, or any other conventional means, care of Campus FM. My final female vocalist of note enjoyed during her working life the titles of Queen of the Blues, Queen of the Jukebox, and Queen of the Jam Sessions. Dinah Washington was born on August 29, 1924, but died on December 14, 1963, at only 39 years of age. However, in her 21 years as a singer and instrumentalist, she acquired an admired and professional reputation, clearly reflected in the titles I've just mentioned. The recording I've selected, and the last for this edition of the Golden Years Plus, earned her a Grammy Award in 1959. And for me, every time I hear it played or sung by anyone, it is always Dinah Washington's version that reigns supreme. Here is What a Difference a Day Made. Thank you.
difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day makes.
Dinah Washington, What a Difference a Day Made, closing our show for another week. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for again looking after all things technical, and we both thank you for listening. Join us again next week. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.